Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear. It's me, your old pal Tom. And who have I brought along with me today? Well, two crazy...
It's only bloody me.
I was going to try and make it sound like it was my podcast then.
Oh, great. No, by all means. Go for your life, mate.
I don't know. I was going to say,
I've heard today's episode, so I'm happy to take a step back and say... It's a very special episode. This one is Tom's. It's all his own.
I can't handle the responsibility of that. Greetings, listener dear. We're here as a team making things together. It's Matthew, who's the driving force behind
It's
Clarky, who contributes heavily, and I'm here for the ride. Emma Corsham packed us full of ideas, and off we went to discuss it.
What people don't realise is that we are just reading out scripts that Emma has painstakingly written.
She's got a bold style. I'll give her that much. A bold style. She follows her brain where it goes, and we doth lead. No, we don't.
I can also edit this bit out.
Yeah, that's also. She can edit out whichever bit she like. And so, yeah. Anyway, let's crack on with welcoming people to the episode. Hello, everybody. It's a house meeting to round off your month, and is it a meeting?
Yum.
Is it a Twitter poll? We don't know at this stage, but you'll find out as you listen to the episode. Thanks so much to everyone who's joined the Patreon. We've actually had a whole bunch of new people join the Patreon as a result of us really plugging it on here, and it's really nice. We're having such a fun time over there.
Yeah, and also there's a real bonus now on Patreon. You can give money in English pounds. Now, I don't want to come across as patriotic, but it just feels it feels really healthy for people to be going, actually, now I'm giving you £4.50 rather than $5, you know? This isn't going to Uncle Sam. This is good old British podcasting, and we're paying for it with good, hard sterling. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, good hard sterling. By the way, do check out the episode of Flatshare Slammer with good hard sterling and Amelia de Moldenberg. Very strong ep.
He did enjoy it.
He really did.
He did enjoy being
that
there.
That desk just got higher and higher.
You could just hear him knocking on the underside of it.
Oh, I can tell you some exciting news for fans of Flatshare Slamdown.
Oh, go on.
It looks like
that, actually.
We've got a TV series.
I'll go one better than that.
Oh.
We haven't got a TV series.
Oh, okay.
Just a lot of work, isn't it, making a TV series?
I wouldn't know.
There is going to be a Christmas Flatshare Slamdown. We're going to try and do a live Christmas Flatshare Slamdown.
Oh, baby.
We haven't put the tickets on sale yet, but it is going to be in on the 13th of December. So save that date in your diary and keep watching the stars for when we announce that. I think also, if you're a member of the Patreon, you get kind of first dibs on tickets and a bit of a discount as well. So, yeah, 13th of December. Put it in your diaries now. There's going to be a Christmas episode, and I'd say put it in your diaries as a heavy pencil, because we can only let in a few audience members. It's like it's going to be a sort of socially distanced and so therefore restricted show. So I think we could only fit in
two people.
If only we could have said this about previous shows, it would have explained a lot away.
Exactly. Finally, the pandemic is... We're in alignment with our popularity.
It's socially distanced or a puppy sellout, as we call it.
I think... Here's the thing, though. I'm worried, though, that the people who would show up are too nervous to come out. And so, you know, we get the knock-on of that. And so no one shows up. And it's just the three of us.
In a bigger room.
The three of us in a big room, yeah. Which we don't need that. But that is just around the corner. So... So do keep listening to this podcast, because we'll announce it on here, or we'll stick it on our Twitter or any of those methods, or the Patreon was where you'll hear it first.
Great stuff. But otherwise, let's crack into this week's house meeting, which is a choice brew.
It's a choice brew. Is that what you said? It's a choice brew.
It's a choice brew.
Do you know what? I can't argue with that.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
I'm rolling.
Woo. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Just keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Has Limp Bizkit come unstuck? Did he? he strikes him as a guy who must have come unstuck at some point, right?
Well, there is no. Limp Bizkit is the band, for starters.
Oh, come
and
on.
Fred,
don't be that
Fred
guy.
Durst is, Fred Durst is the. The main man that you'd think of with the red backwards baseball cap, you know, and the white t-shirt, and encouraging people to break things.
It would be amazing. Like, I'm not saying he isn't, because he could easily be, but it just feels like it would be amazing if he turned out to be a really decent bloke. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, like, it would be amazing.
Imagine being in Fred Durst's primary school class, and then like 20 years later, there he is. Or 30 years later, he always seemed a bit older, didn't he? Imagine being in Fred Durst's primary school class, and then you see him doing it, and you're like, oh my God, have you seen Fred Durst is now famous?
It's like, his name's Fred Durst.
Fred Durst made it, like...
As like a rapper, kinda.
Yeah, he was a rapper, and...
You remember Fred Durst, who used to be, like, you know...
Also, Fred Durst sounds like he should be...
He always used to talk like this.
He sounds like he should be, you know, 89 years old. If you told me that Captain Tom's real name was Fred Durst, I'd be like, yep, I believe that. Captain Fred Durst. He's an old bloke who's walking around his garden
and has
boffed the Queen.
Do you have Fly Fishing by Fred Durst?
Yes, I think it fits.
His author's... my name... Fred Durst, motherfucker!
My name is L. Bizkit. Sorry, wait, what's my middle name? Oomph. Yes, it's Oomph. My first initial is L for Lawrence.
Lawrence
and my
Hump.
I'm Lawrence Oomph.
Do you think they're called Lump Bizkit? What's going on?
Yeah. I'm Lawrence Oomph Bizkit.
And I would like to buy Fly Fishing by Fred Durst, please.
Motherfuckers.
Is that reference to the Yellow Pages advert too old now?
No, everyone remembers.
How many people listening remember that reference?
Put your hand up now if you recognise it.
Well, tweet
us. Not bad, actually. Not bad.
Tweet us at Pappy's Tweet and just say, I remember Fred Durst.
Let's get him trending.
Wait. I tell you what. Here we go. Which Fred Durst do you remember? If you remember the Fred Durst from the Yellow Pages, put brackets Yellow Pages. And if you remember the Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit, put brackets Limp Bizkit. But tweet us at Pappy's Tweet. I remember Fred Durst, brackets Limp Bizkit, or brackets Yellow Pages.
Pretty Fly Fishing for a White Guy. No, I know
that wasn't one of their songs.
I know it wasn't one of their songs, but it kind of works,
yeah,
doesn't
you
it?
Know, it's. It's about as good as we're going to get, to be honest.
It's all right. As genres go, what genre of music was that?
No, I've got one for you. Just keep reeling, reeling, reeling. Just keep reeling, reeling, reeling.
That is good, actually. That is good.
That is better. That is
trying to remember other Limp Bizkit songs. I don't really know any of their other songs.
But there was definitely 2 or 3 years where they were up there, weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Late 90s, early 2000s.
The Mission Impossible one. But that's just the Mission Impossible theme.
Oh my God! They did Mission Impossible 2 theme, yeah. What I'm saying
is amazing. That one was. That's genuinely a good tune.
Is it as good as Hold Me, Kill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me?
Oh, now you're putting two titans up against each other there.
Hang on, what you're putting? What Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me?
up against the Mission Impossible theme by Limp Bizkit. Who will win?
I own the single for both.
Why am I doing it? Why, Tom? Is that what you're asking?
Why are you making me choose?
Sorry, you're asking me why I'm making you choose.
Why have you gone to hold me, throw me, kiss me, kill me?
Haven't you answered your own question? Yeah.
Well, obviously, you've picked the two best movie soundtrack songs of all time. But why
I'm
going to
go
doing...
one further. I picked the two best songs of all time.
Why are you doing it, though? Why are you going to play me like that, bro?
Because, you know what? I too, am like an evil villain that you might see in a Mission Impossible film. Like you might see in the Batman movie. I am an evil villain. And what I do is, rather than killing people, you know, with like laser beams or whatever, or poison gas... I put him in a room.
Would you rather?
I tie him up and I play a very intense game of Would You Rather. Yes.
I see why you want to hate me. Because, hey, it's all about the frequency. What did he say?
I think it's because hate is...
That's so true. I've got no fucking idea. He goes,
I know why you want to hate me. Is it?
Because hate
I know the answer
the
to this
world.
Question. It's like, wait, Fred, slow down, mate.
I think when you actually look at the lyrics, it's... I see why you want to hate me, because at primary school I was a real motherfucker. What? We never know.
Oh my God.
We
I'd
never
love
know.
To see a Fred Durst report card. Fred Durst refused to take off his backwards cap, and to be entirely honest, he's behaved like a complete motherfucker.
You know that the school uniform is strictly forwards cap.
Blue caps forwards.
Forwards cap and skinny jeans. They're so baggy.
And off-white t-shirts.
And keychain worn on the left-hand side. Fred, why must you buck the trend?
I see why you want to hate me. So.
Everything Fred does is a dirty protest.
Oh, lovely stuff, and I don't mind it.
Thank you. House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat. House
meeting. I actually think, as a villain, a movie villain, just to get back to what you were saying, because I liked what you were saying.
Thank you, mate.
I feel like you've got the genuine
makings. Don't get too close to me, though. Don't get too close to me. This is what always happens in the movies. Someone gets too close to the villain, and they end up being murdered by the villain, and they think, why didn't I see?
You've got the genuine makings of, like, a Batman villain there, or a, you know, Bond villain. It's like the would you rather kind of death by choice kind of thing.
The but would
is,
you rather,
is that
yeah.
like a, is that like a tooth, does Two-Face do that? Or one of them lot?
Doesn't he flip a coin?
He flips a coin whether they live or die rather than giving them an awkward...
What, rather awkward than choose Limp Bizkit or you too?
Crosby's got a coin every time. He's just
okay,
got a lot of specialist
Batman.
Coins.
I'm going to tell you right now who your favourite actor is. That's right.
Okay.
It's either
between...
Joe Pesci. Go on.
Oh, already.
Oh, okay, tough. Yeah. It's going to be either between... Joe Pesci or Haley Joel Osment.
Okay, this is how you defeat him. You make him come up with one on the spot, and then his head explodes.
You challenge his improv.
It's gonna be Joe Pesci.
No, it's because I'll tell you what, it's because I wasn't going into that. I was going to do two songs and I didn't realise you were doing actors. So I started my songs. I had my two songs in my head. I knew exactly what I was going to go for.
What were the two songs?
Two Princes or One Week by the Bare Naked Ladies.
I knew it was going to be Two Princes then. I nearly preempted you.
Two Princes
Always,
or One Week?
Two princes or One Week by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Two Princes. By the way, both of those songs, when I was I'm sure I might have told you this before, but when I was a kid, I wanted to write a rom-com based around the song Two Princes. It was one of my early kind of...
Oh, yeah, I remember
It was one
that.
Of my early film pitches. It was in about like 11 or something.
Well, what was stopping you? Just go ahead now.
Yeah, well, there you go, exactly. But now that I'm thinking about it, both One Week and Two Princes, there's also the basis of a film script in One Week, isn't there?
Well, you know what you could do? You could do what every song is an increasing number. Then you could do Three Little Birds by Bob Marley.
Well, that's the film kind of sequence.
The film the film sequence is, in the movie, it's called 1 to 25. And every song has the has a number in it. Don't push me on this.
Has it got the same cast like Too Fast? Like it's got like the Fast and the Furious. Like you have a similar cast.
Of course, it's got the same cast. I'm not going to change cast for every song. It's one film, 25 songs, and every song it counts up to 25.
So what happens? That's what. I mean, I'm
so yeah, what
I'm down with that. So
it's a fair question. To be entirely honest, I really don't want to hear the answer to it. What happens?
Like, is it even worth chasing down the idea of, if you are going to write a show where something happens to somebody in 1 week and it name checks all the things that happen in the Bare Naked Lady song? That's what I'm asking. Is like,
he has a drumstick and his brain starts ticking.
Yeah, and like, who else is in there? Is Sting's in there? Cameo by Sting,
Kurosawa. Burt Kampfert. Lots of it's got a lot of cameos, a lot of weird cameos. It'd be like the first Muppet movie or something like that.
But is there much action in 1 week? Like she looks at him at the start of the week, right?
Yeah,
and I don't really know what else happens after that.
He laughs at a funeral. What else?
Whose funeral?
It just says a funeral. So again, you know, just go for it. You know, pick someone you want to. Is anybody in that movie? I mean, I don't know.
Sting?
Is Burt Kampfert still alive? could it be all about Sting's funeral? Could you set a movie based around... Imagine
it's
you had a movie
a week
about Sting.
Since you've looked at me. Yeah, it's because he died, mate.
Imagine if you made a movie about Sting and all of the songs in it were the Bare Naked Ladies. It told the story of Sting's life.
And every time, like, you really tee it up and be like, look out the window at those beautiful fields filled with 1 week.
Chicken to China, the Chinese chicken. I don't think, maybe 1 week the musical isn't our best idea yet.
Emma sent us a message here. It says, there's a theory that 1 week is about the guy having killed his girlfriend. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, that can't be true, can it?
Wow.
Is that why he's laughing at a funeral? Because he's murdered.
The hints were there.
No.
No. He's like Leanne Rimes, he's all about value. Is not a murderer.
Are we going to get David Fincher to direct this one?
I hope so.
Okay.
I mean, I have no contact
with David
email. Fincher. But yeah, info@davidfincher.org. I'm assuming it's got to him.
Put it out there.
To go back to your would you rathers, how do you fare with those? Anyway, I feel like I'm done now with hypothetical questions. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm ever in a convo with someone and they're like, here's one for you.
You do realise I've just literally rapped on Series 3 of Hypothetical. And now you're saying, do you know, I think it's a bit sort of not for me? Hypothetical questions. You fucking wrote on this series, Parry.
That's why.
Yeah, but
bite the hand that feeds.
That's a panel just show, isn't it?
Yeah, just, based around hypothetical questions. And Series 3 in the can... Very successful. Coming soon to Dave. Keep watching, guys.
Listen, yeah, but I like Whose Line Is It Anyway, but I don't want to be at a fucking party and someone go, okay, here's a fucking vegetable. Give me 30 different uses for it. Sorry, that's MasterChef. I'm confusing myself there.
I don't know if that's... I would say if someone shows you a vegetable and goes, give me 30 different uses for it, it's not because they're a big fan of improv, Tom. It's because you've wandered into the wrong party.
Or the right party. I guess it depends on the vegetable.
Wrong party, right parsnip.
What's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Obviously, panel shows, they're different, aren't they? Like, that's not, you know, it's not everyday life. Like, I don't want to go to a party and someone, like, Mock the Week me. Do you know what I mean? But, like, obviously, that doesn't mean I'm not going to watch Mock the Week. I don't mean I don't watch Mock the Week. But you know what I mean.
Also, what do you mean someone's going to Mock the Week you?
Well, he doesn't watch it. That's what he means. Oh, here they come. Mocking the Week me, yeah?
So
you don't like it when somebody has news for you? Is that what you're saying? But you will still watch the show?
Well, like, no, but all I'm saying is, like, when people want to do those kind of things at, like in a pub or in a conversation, you just I kind of go, like, you know what, man, I've got enough going on.
I've got enough real questions in my life.
Yeah,
I don't need a hypothetical one. Is that what you're saying?
Unless I'm enjoying the panel show. The, you know, there's a place for it, and it's on this hilarious TV show on Dave. Please have me back to write on the next series.
You're gone, mate.
Do you know what I mean? That's what
you're
saying. I'm saying there's a time and a place for it. Like, I don't want to be sat in a pub on a Friday night and someone's like, okay, here's one. You can either have Lionel Messi up front or, you know, Robert De Niro makes you breakfast every day, and you're like, oh, God, I don't need this. I've got enough going on, you know what I mean?
When you mean Lionel Messi up front, what do you mean?
I don't know.
Maybe that's the problem with your hypothetical questions, is that they aren't.
Tom, you've talked yourself out of a return job two different occasions now.
They lack structural integrity, your questions, I think.
I've lost my job on Match of the Day as well. Oh, no.
Also, the answer's Rob De Niro, by the way, just in case you're wondering.
I think De Niro would be quite grump. Oh, no, I'm falling into my own trap.
See, here's the thing.
Yeah. Also, Tom, it's pretty much what we do. We're always like, imagine this.
I know, I'm here to tell you guys. Not anymore. Okay.
So do you think...
I want to knuckle down on just the facts.
Do you think it's because you've become a new dad? Do you think now
a
you're
nude
like, well, listen...
Dad. Did you call me a nude dad?
I did, but yeah. What would you rather have, a nude dad or a fully clothed auntie?
It's a great question.
Not a bad question.
Here we go. You see, it's those kind of questions. You just think, there's no time for this anymore. Come on. Sorry, Crosby. Go on.
Is it because you become a new dad, do you think, that you are now thinking, well, I've got to be a bit more sensible, I've got to be a bit more serious, and I've got to face up to the realities of life?
I don't think so. I think I've felt this way for a while now. I think it's...
The last sort of 9 months or so? I can't pinpoint the moment when it happened, but...
Also, when was the last time you went to a...
My experience of being That's a new dad point, so though. Far is the opposite of that. Is like, actually, like, you enter, like, an even more... A world even further removed from the real world. So actually, yeah. Like, I don't think... I think it's actually, like, pure escapism. So, you know, I'm finding that, like, that bit of it quite pleasing. You're just kind of like, ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. But I just think, like...
One day, Tom, you will have to stop scatting and start changing nappies. I've had a few messages from your wife saying... He's disappeared into this fantasy world.
I don't know where my... I don't know where this first set in, this idea. Maybe it was just getting to a certain age. I don't know. It just feels like there's like there is already a lot to be doing, and you know, can real world conversations be as fun as hypothetical ones?
Yeah, hopefully. But no, you can't have that as your reason for not doing things, because there's more that needs to be done. Like, you know, guys, we could be starting a Just Giving page, rather than doing this. Like, I feel like that, you know, it's fun to have these things. It's good to have a little bit of sort of brain chewing gum, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit of escapism, particularly if it's like, you know, it's all a bit doom and gloom at the moment, isn't it? I'd rather have a conversation about, is Messi up front? Is Robert De Niro in your kitchen? Why are either of these two things happening? Are you happy about them both?
Shall we make a Twitter poll about that, by the way? So we can finally get the answer.
We've already got our Twitter poll about do you remember J.R. Hartley, or do you remember J.R. Hartley from Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, but I think we should also have Twitter poll straight down the line. Would you rather have Messi up front or De Niro make your breakfast every morning? It's the big two, the big question.
I think it's the age-old Messi debate.
And we're talking about, been talking about for years.
We're talking about Lionel Messi here. We're not talking about having just generally a jumper with a load of soup down it.
Yeah.
I had a weird thought about De Niro the other day.
Okay.
Oh, hello.
Which was like, what? Like, it's just trying to... I was trying to think about like getting old and like where your references are. You kind of go like, who's De Niro for someone who is 17 now?
Like, good question.
Is like Leonardo.
Tom Hardy.
That's what I mean. It's interesting when you think about like who's legitimately. I don't think so. I don't think Hardy's great. Like, you know, like if you look at like when we were starting university, like when we were like 16, 17, you're starting to really find interest in cinema.
But then when you think about it, a lot of the stuff we were watching wasn't stuff he was making at the time. It was stuff he had made in the sort of 70s and 80s.
Yes.
Yeah.
So who would you discover now who has that back catalogue? It would be someone like Leonardo DiCaprio, wouldn't it?
Maybe. Is it just because I was younger? It feels he's a good one. Felt like Robert De Niro was like an older person as well. Felt like he'd had a very storied career at that point.
Yeah, but if you're 17 and you look from, you know, you go from Gilbert Grape through Titanic, through Shutter Island and all the stuff he did with Martin Scorsese, I think you would. He must seem like an older person. He doesn't seem like an older person to us because we're the same age as him.
Does he still look a bit too young to be the older person? Like,
no, he looks like he's a bit, but then De Niro was never baby-faced, was he?
De Niro always looked old.
Yeah.
And DiCaprio always looks young. It's like where's the gravitas? Do you know what I mean?
Okay, all right, okay. Well, we'll exclude him.
But is gravitas an age thing? That's the thing. Is like, if I'm 17, do I think DiCaprio's got gravitas? Is it?
Yeah, of course you do.
Like, where's the reference there? Because I was just thinking, like,
he's one of the biggest actors in the world.
Oh, you can't dispute it, but like it's in what way? Oh. Do you know what I mean? Like in what way is it?
All right, what about this? He looks older. He's been in loads and loads of amazing movies.
Yeah.
Clunes. Martin Clunes. No. George Clooney.
That's a good one.
Doc Martin himself.
Clooney could be it. More in the heartthrob box, but has been in like a bunch of films.
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of films. There's no denying it.
Clarky's nailed it, mate.
Clarky's been totting them up, and we go now to Film Corner with Clarky. You can tell us. Tell us, yay or nay, has Clooney been in a bunch of films?
Yay.
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 Yay, yay. Okay.
I think maybe there isn't an equivalent.
There is no... Are we? Well,
because it was like the thing is with De Niro as well. It was like classics, wasn't it? He'd been in big classic films.
Like, I'm gonna throw a name out there, and this might blow your minds. It might be total nonsense.
All right, let's hear it.
Sandy Bullock.
I tell you what,
right? She's been in some movies, right?
She has.
Well, hang on, let's get Clarky.
Hang on a second. we now go live to Clarky, who can tell us, has Sandra Bullock been in a bunch of movies?
Yay. Yay. Yeah.
Yay. Thank you, IMD Ben, over there. I am the Ben.
My name, I am the Ben.
I'd like to order a book of movie actors. My name? Yeah. Okay, I ruined it.
I am the man.
I'll spell
that for you. B-E-N.
Here's a feature I'd be interested in. We interview someone who is 16.
Oh, God damn it. Parry, if this is your real world stuff you want to get into, Parry chats to children. No. I'm much happier. Look, here's the thing. We interview them and we say, who's your Robert De Niro?
Who's your Rolling Stones? Who's your Robert De Niro? Who's your take that? I don't know, it's just like...
Yeah. But I think if you are 16, your Rolling Stones is still the Rolling Stones.
You think that because the Rolling Stones are your Rolling Stones?
No, the Rolling Stones aren't my Rolling Stones, man. Sonic Crew
are your Rolling Stones, aren't they?
I like the Rolling Stones, yeah, but they're no N-dubs. I see what you mean, but I think we are picking people who had a storied career prior to our births. You know, like someone like Leonardo DiCaprio we've grown up with him from Empire of the Sun onwards.
Only just prior to our births. But
De Niro was doing movies in the 60s. That was like 20 years before we were born. But then
you're looking for an equivalent of that now, which is like you said, that's what I mean. It's like, I think the Rolling Stones are our Rolling Stones, but I think if you're 16, the Rolling Stones aren't your Rolling Stones. This is why I avoid hypothetical conversations.
This is reality. I get what you're saying, but
you reject it wholeheartedly.
Well, I wonder if a band like Oasis then would be the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Could well be.
This is Radio X.
It's a goddamn crying shame, really, isn't it?
Come on, well, stop crying your heart out.
Yes.
Don't look back in anger, mate. Whoa, baby!
Oh, bloody hell, Barry. Nearly blew our eardrums out there. Fucking hell, mate.
Oh, bloody hell. I have to hide behind a Wonderwall.
yes.
But this is it, though. Now you have a kid, you can ask them. In 16 years' time, you can be like, okay, my Robert De Niro is Robert De Niro. Who's your Robert De Niro? And they'll go, who the fuck is Robert De Niro?
Yeah, I think so. then you go, here we go, we're going to watch some films. But I just think it's basically like one removed, isn't it, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll find out.
How are we going to find out?
Our youngest listeners,
we interview a 16. It's the only way we can.
Here's what we do. Here's what we do. Right, we ask because it's pointless asking our listeners if anything. They are 16. Right, well, anything.
Whoa, listener, dear.
Easy now. Come on, no, it's pointless asking our listeners. Obviously, unless we've got a Twitter poll going on, it's pointless asking our listeners if they are 16. Because we know from the evidence they're not, right?
But we know we've got a couple of 18-year-olds.
What's that?
Didn't a couple of people say they were 18?
Yeah, a couple of people said they're 18. That's good enough. And we appreciate them greatly. But if they manage to make it through the Limp Bizkit chat at the start, they deserve a fucking medal. So what we need to ask is, have any of you got kids who are teenagers? Ask them who their Robert De Niro is and get back in touch with us. pappiesflatshare@gmail.com or beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. But get in touch with us. Tell us who your teenager thinks is their Robert De Niro. And tell us as well how much context you have to give them. You might be able to go, who's your Robert De Niro? And they go, it's Robert De Niro, Mum. He's a timeless actor.
Now, but, where's me chips?
Now Where's Me Chips is his greatest movie. Can we watch Now Where's Me Chips with Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci and Haley Joel Osment, please?
That's fine. I think it's an interesting question.
It is an interesting question. But it's you're never going to get to a definitive answer because it's a feeling.
It's a mood, isn't it?
De Niro is a feeling.
De Niro is a mood.
I also think, by the way, De Niro's name really helped him out. Do you know what I mean? Like...
Well, you know that song Talking Italian by Bananarama?
Yeah.
They didn't write it about Robert De Niro. They wrote it about Al Pacino because he was sexy. But Al Pacino's name didn't fit within the song. It doesn't have enough syllables. So they made it, Robert De Niro's waiting, talking Italian. They fancied Al Pacino. But then you think, Robert De Niro.
So if...
It's a real name to conjure with.
If Al had gone by Alex, he'd have been in there, wouldn't he?
Alex Pacino. Alex Pacino's waiting. Is he Al? What is Al's full name?
Is he Alan?
Alan Pacino. I love it.
Is Al Alan Pacino?
Because Al Pacino. Oh, you know that's a name.
No, we're friends now. Call me Al.
Alan Pacino is mates with Fred Durst. There are a couple of old fucking codgers calling up bookshops.
Alan and Frederick. Alan Pacino. I'd love it if Al's name's Alan.
Alan Pacino. Can we look this up? Emma, can you look it up for us?
Alex, I'm going to go with Alexandra. Oh, God, fucking hell, what is it?
Al? What? I just think it's just going to be Al, but...
Well, you don't christen a kid Al.
It's going to be a stage name anyway. It's
Emma's,
not gonna be his
Emma's
real
got
name.
It, here we go. Emma's got it, here we go.
Well, no, hang on, before we find out, I want us all to stake our...
Yeah, what are you going
we
with?
We need to stake our coin to them. What's the phrase? Do you put your coin
nail your colours
mast?
To the mast. Nail your colours to the mast.
But isn't there
a coin in the slot?
Isn't there a coin nailed to the mast as well in
what?
Moby Dick or in
Ooh,
folk?
I don't know.
Don't you
glue your coins to the floor like a prank?
Okay, yeah, that's
typically your coins to the floor.
Empire Records, you're absolutely right. Okay. Glue your coins to the floor on this one. What is Al Pacino's real name? I'm going to Clarkie first.
Alfred.
Ooh, Alfred like Pacino is waiting. Talking
Pacino's waiting's good.
I'm going to go with Anthony.
Anthony? What, are you an idiot?
Anthony?
You didn't know the answer to that.
Is it altitude? Altitude Pacino? Sorry, mate, that coin's not coming up. That coin is stuck to the floor. I know it was only a 2 pence piece, but it's still
I'm
stuck.
I'm going to go with Anna, please.
I've nailed my coin. I'm happy with it, Anthony. I think he's opted for Al.
You've nailed your coin, all right.
I think he's opted for Al.
I'm going to go with Alessandro.
Alexander.
No, Alessandro. It's an Italian name.
So there's no Alans. No one's gone for Alan.
Is his name Alan Pacino?
Is his name Anthony Pacino?
It's Alfredo.
Alfredo!
Alfred, yeah, we're going to go Alfredo.
It's like a combination of mine and
so
Cosby's.
He could have been Fred Pacino. He could have gone Fred.
Alfredo.
Fred Pacino and Fred
Durst.
He
could have been Freddy Pacino.
Freddy Pacino's waiting. Calling up bookshops.
Calling up bookshops. Love it.
I want to buy a book. Fly fishing. Okay, we're all going to do Pacino now and see who gets off the worst.
Great. Here we go.
Okay. Is that Waterstones? I want to buy a book. I want to buy a book by Fred Durst. Fred Durst. Look it up. It's about fishing.
It's good.
My name, Alfredo Pacino. There we go.
I want to buy a book.
Oh, it's good as well. It's good as well. Myself over it.
Is that the works? I want to buy a book. What's that? Limited stock? I can't get my head around it. What are you selling exactly? Is it books or is it paints or what? It's by Fred Durst. I'm confused here. I think I'm too old for this. My name? Alfredo Pacino. Hoo-wah!
Hoo-wah!
I wanna buy a book. Oh. Oh, let me tell you now, I want to buy the novelization of Jack and Jill.
Have you got the novelization of Jack and Jill? Can you send it to me? Pop it in a jiffy bag. Send it over. Oh, my name? Anthony Pacino.
Anthony.
But you can call me Alan.
He was the original Roly Boly little bat face girl.
Yeah, he's not singing all along, there are incidents and accidents. He's singing, oh, Alan, oh, Alan, there were incidents and accidents.
That's it. Who do you suppose this podcast is for?
It's a very good point you make, Clarky, because
it's all over the bloody shop, isn't it?
This is not a this is not what I would consider good content.
What are you talking about? Alan Pacino calling up a bookshop to buy a book written by Limp Bizkit about fishing. And you're downplaying this.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, you know what? I'm back around. I've turned back around.
Should we do a Twitter poll? Is our podcast any good?
I think comedy podcast devotees do that Twitter poll about once every couple of months. And bless them.
Let's steer clear of these questions. This is why I don't ask questions anymore, because I don't like the answers.
No, that's not a hypothetical question. That is an actual question. Is our podcast any good? And I think we know the answer. And it's Anthony.
It's mighty fine. Hoo-ah, mighty fine.
Five out of ten.
Here endeth the lesson. I'm blind, son.
I'm blind. By the way, I'm blind, guys.
It's the best line of any film ever.
I'm blind.
Are you looking at me?
I'm blind, son.
House meeting.
Cold rain or hot snow? What is sleeting?
House meeting.
Well, oh, okay. I thought we could do the outro as De Niro. It's hard to recalibrate once you've been doing Pacino.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it? I haven't got a De Niro
much in the way of range. Hey.
No.
Hey, what you? Who you? Don't. No, that's I'm doing okay. Brando okay. Now, aren't I?
Doing, right, okay. Okay. Okay.
You come to me on no. My door as well.
Okay. No. You listen to me. You listen to me now, because I'm going to tell you that was an episode. We did the episode. We finished the episode. And now we're at the end of the episode. I'm sorry.
I just want to know. Are you talking to me right now?
You sound like Dustin Hoffman. That sounds like that's a really good Dustin Hoffman you're doing there, Clarky. I'll do Brando. You do Dustin Hoffman. Parry will do De Niro. A movie.
Okay. Okay. Well, what a podcast.
What a choice brew.
I'm going to tell you now, that was a choice brew of
a
podcast.
That was a choice brew. On my daughter's wedding day.
No, Marlon, get out of here. Marlon, you're not invited.
That was the island of Dr. Moreau.
get Marlon out of here. You hear me? You get out of here. Right, okay. If you enjoyed the episode,
I'm on a motorized couch.
Get out of here, Marlon! You're turning me into Pacino here!
Are they just Jekyll and Hyde?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'd pay to watch that film.
Yes.
Jekyll and Hyde, where it's Pacino versus De Niro.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So by day, he's the mild-mannered...
Pacino.
No, De Niro.
Robert De Niro. He's the mild-mannered Robert De Niro. And then when he sees a great ass, suddenly he turns into... he turns into Al Pacino. Hooah!
What's my name?
Don Cacino.
If you enjoyed the episode, leave a review on iTunes, recommend it to a friend, and vote in our Twitter polls.
When you see Joe Biden saying vote at the end of his tweets, this is what it's about, guys.
This is it.
It's about voting in the Twitter
poll. We can change the future with our Twitter polls.
Exactly.
A positive change, for God's sake.
Tell us if you remember that... Which version of J.R. Hartley you remember? The one who was the frontman of Limp Bizkit, or the one who was in the Rolling Stones? Shut fuck me. It doesn't matter anyway. Well, they'll all be up on our Twitter, @PappysTweet.
Crucially,
vote
it
early,
doesn't matter.
Vote often, But one thing you've got to remember, guys, is it does not matter.
we're about 2 months away from fully moving into Twitter polls as the medium that we perform in. We're going to stop doing podcasts and just do Twitter polls.
Not a bad idea.
Do you want that to happen? Yes or no? Vote for it in our Twitter poll.
But otherwise, today's episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution tea.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.